Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Severe storms ripped through northeast Wisconsin yesterday, leaving thousands without power and causing widespread damage. At one point, state energy data showed 80,000 people without power across Wisconsin. Winnebago County was one of the hardest hit in northeast Wisconsin, with WPS reporting more than 3,000 people without power there. Valley residents faced 80-mile-per-hour winds, according to a severe thunderstorm warning, which advised them to take shelter away from windows. The storm arrived earlier than expected and raced through our area, moving at speeds of 55 to 60 miles per hour, leaving a path of downed trees and littered branches in its wake. And we're not out of the woods yet. The National Weather Service says another round of strong to severe thunderstorms with heavy rain is expected this afternoon into the evening. Localized flooding is possible. Riverview firefighters say a bolt of lightning started an Oconto County house on fire early yesterday morning. Authorities say lightning hit the roof of a home in the mountain area, causing extensive damage before firefighters could put it fully out. No one was injured in the fire. The oldest Flag Day parade in the nation will take a new route through downtown Appleton this Saturday. The Appleton Flag Day Parade will celebrate its 75th anniversary along a shorter route than the traditional 2-mile trek. Organizers say this year's parade will follow the same route as the Appleton Christmas Parade down College Avenue. Parade officials say they'll keep this route moving forward. They say the former 2-mile route got to be too much for some participants on a hot June day, and keeping everyone safe along such an extended route became more than available resources could manage. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is once again stepping into the fight over the state's congressional lines. The justices yesterday agreed to hear the appeal after a lower court dismissed the lawsuit. They gave no explanation for the decision. Two conservative justices dissented, criticizing the court's move. The current map has helped give Republicans a 6-2 advantage in Wisconsin's congressional delegation. Three Wisconsin dairy farmers are taking the Trump administration to court over a long-running federal program. The lawsuit targets the Dairy Checkoff, which collects fees from milk sales to fund research and promotion like the Got Milk campaign. The farmers argue those funds are instead backing environmental initiatives tied to reducing emissions. Backers of the program say it helps grow demand for dairy and benefits farmers overall. And Wisconsin Democrats meeting in Madison this weekend are considering resolutions that would abolish ICE. According to WisPolitics, the moves would also limit state cooperation with federal immigration agents and expand policies on issues like AI and transgender rights. Party leaders say the proposals respond to concerns about immigration enforcement and civil liberties. One resolution argues ICE was created out of fear and has been misused, while another calls for ending mass deportations and private detention. Republicans are pushing back, saying the ideas go too far and could make communities less safe. And a former lawyer for Donald Trump's 2020 campaign is asking a judge to move his criminal trial out of Madison. Jim Troupas is charged with 11 counts of forgery related to Wisconsin's false elector scheme. His attorneys argue heavy publicity has made it impossible to find an unbiased jury. Prosecutors say the case should move forward and that the charges stem from alleged efforts to submit false election documents. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Phillies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home tonight to host the Philadelphia Phillies. Jacob Mizorowski getting the start. Christian Yelich on how the Miz got to 7-2 so far this season.
This year he's filled the zone up a lot and really limited the walks. And when you can prove that you're in the zone with that, then you get guys in swing mode and it becomes a really tough at bat, obviously. He's thrown 103.
NFL Packers breaking down their mandatory minicamp. The Vets off until July 29th. What's next? Christian Watson.
I don't got much for you. I just taking the time to get away for a little bit. I'm training the whole time, but just relaxing for the most part. Yeah, and I just spending time with the fam.
Wide receiver Bo Melton.
I'm about to go home, train with my brothers, take one trip, get your mind right before you go into a good in-depth season. I'm gonna be in Jersey, so I'm gonna be on that beat for sure. You gotta be on that beat. Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it, though.
That's the Packers' Bo Melton with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Drying out to wrap up the work week. Sunny skies to be expected. It will be breezy with high temperatures near 80. For tonight, increasing clouds with lows in the lower 60s. The chance for showers and thunderstorms returns on Saturday with high temps in the lower 80s.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.